Hello, everyone. My name is Meg Bootberg, and I'm a freshman at Hope this year. I'm currently undeclared, but I'll probably wind up studying creative writing and American Ethnic Studies. The poem I have for you is titled Search History, 6 months ago to 10 minutes ago. It's a found form piece that utilizes the structure of a Google search history. When I set out to write about my experience with Tourette syndrome in my freshman year at Hope, I wanted to do it in the form of a scavenger hunt. But once I started trying to, I realized that clues and a destination were too clean to be true to my experiences. At that point, all I had were questions, and trying to stretch that into a straightforward journey with an ending just wasn't honest. Hence, the search history. Once I decided to go with the search history format, all of a sudden the poem came out in a rush. I actually typed it out on my phone notes app in an attempt to capture organically the phrasing, spelling, and punctuation a real search history would hold. As such, in this audio format, you're missing out on the visual impact of the piece, but I encourage you to use your imagination to think of what quote-unquote errors might be present in a poem written this way and what meaning they might bring. So here is Search History, 6 months ago to 10 minutes ago. Growing out of tics, 19. How do I know my mental health disorder is real? Can you get over a mental health disorder? What if my tics go away? Can you get over Tourette's? Growing out of Tourette's. Why do I only tic at home? Mental health disorder where you fake symptoms. Am I talking with my tics? How to know if tics are real? How to know if vocal tics are real? Repressed memories. Are repressed memories real? Tics and anger issues. Billie Eilish tics. Tics come and go with places. Location-specific tics. Expectation-based tics. Elizabeth Tremblay. Compulsion to relive trauma. The body keeps score. Book. What happened to you? Book. Why do I tic at home and not at college? Why can't I write about my tics? Why are some things hard to write about? How do you write about mental illness? Why do I only tic around my family? How to know if you have a toxic family dynamic? Family expectations and mental illness. Are places linked to relapse? Why do I only tic at home? Will my tics go away again once I leave? Is situational illness really an illness? Is Tourette's an illness? How to write. How to write about tics. Why do my tics go away? How to know if you're ready to write about something? Does healing hurt? Is it healing to write about things? What if I'm scared to share my writing? How to know if you are healed?